Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Forever and ever. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Have you ever tried to explain to a child how empty everything was before creation? There was no world, there was no universe, there was no darkness, there was no light, there was nothing. And if nothing is a thing, then there wasn't any of that either. Only God was there. God was there at the beginning, He is here now, and He will be here until the end of the world and throughout eternity. God never changes. After God created light and dark, the world, the universe, gravity, seasons, the mystery of how a seed can become a tree, and all the other inner workings of the world, God was there with Adam and Eve in their new home. God was there when they willingly disobeyed His command, believed the devil, and ate the fruit that He told them not to eat. God also told them of the only remedy for sin, His plan to send a Savior to crush the devil. God was there when His Son Jesus was born in the stable. God was there when Jesus did the work of His ministry, healing the sick, training disciples, and preparing the world for His own death. When Jesus died on the cross, He felt the pain and suffering of the entire world's sins. Jesus felt what we deserve, the full separation from our God. And God was certainly there on that first Easter when Jesus came back to life so that we may be free from sin. God has kept every promise that He ever made. God remains the same. We do not. We are unfaithful, ungrateful, and unkind. We might be loving to someone one day and then hold a grudge the next. We are constantly going back and forth between right and wrong, and every day we struggle to behave, believe, and trust as God wants us to. But God never changes. He is the same forever and ever. He is faithful to us even when we are not faithful to Him. God is everywhere. He always has been and always will be. He sees everything that we do, say, and think. He sees our sins and need for a Savior. But our Almighty, always faithful God rescued us. Our Savior came. This promise kept for Adam and Eve was also a promise kept for us. Jesus came, crushed the devil, and He will come again. What comfort we have knowing that our unchanging God always keeps His promises forever and ever. We pray. Dear God, You are always faithful, even when I am not. I am comforted by the knowledge that You will always keep Your promises. I look forward to the fulfillment of Your promises when I see You in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.